My guest at this time is Phyllis Schlafly. She is a constitutional attorney. She is the founder of Eagle Forum and famously led opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 1970s and 80s, an effort that was successful, we might add. She joins us today to talk about a couple of subjects, including where the current immigration debate stands, and we'll also get her thoughts on the latest developments in the fight over the definition of marriage. And Phyllis, it's an honor to have you. Thank you for your time.
Hello, Greg. Good to join you.
Well, the latest we know is that earlier this year, House Republicans came up with a list of immigration reform principles. Some were concerned that they looked a lot like what the Senate passed last year. Then just a number of days later, Speaker John Boehner said, we don't trust the president to properly enforce this, and so it's pretty much off the table right now. What's your sense on this? Do you think it really is off the table for the rest of 2014, or do you think it could come back here on the House side?
I hope that's right, that Boehner will not bring it up this year. I hope he'll never bring it up, because what is mislabeled reform is actually amnesty. And the lobbyists who are for this type of amnesty are very powerful and very well financed. The Democrats are for it because they know it will create more Democratic Party votes, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And the Republicans, well, it's the big business Republicans who want the cheap labor. It's just that simple. But what I've done is to put on my website the results of a survey of the polls. And now, I didn't take any of these polls, and they're not designed to represent my position. They're what is the consensus of these polls, and that is that these millions of foreigners coming in will, of course, take jobs from Americans, for one thing, but they are not going to vote conservative. They're all going to vote for a big government because that's what they believe in. And a lot of these polls show exactly that, and they corroborate each other. For example, Pew found that 75% of Hispanic immigrants and 55% of Asian immigrants, who are the two largest groups, want a bigger government providing more services. Now, you ask any Republican or conservative if that's what he wants, he's going to say no. But only 19% of Hispanics and 36% of Asians want a smaller government. And, of course, people like me are spending all our time trying to cut down the spending and the size of the government that is trying to hire busybodies to run our lives. So why is it any surprise that 71% of Hispanics and 73% of Asians voted for Obama in 2012? It's no surprise. That's the way it is.
So you mentioned the big business aspect of this, but the National Republican Party is also very much in favor of this reform. In fact, the report that came out following the 2012 elections from Chairman Priebus and others on this panel suggested that because the Hispanics are the fastest growing demographic in this country, that the Republicans need to address this issue just to kind of get Hispanics to listen to them on the issues that they think they can better relate to them on. What do you make of that logic?
Well, of course, Priebus is part of the establishment, and we have another choice, not an echo fight, between the establishment Republicans, who are mostly the big business, and the internationalist Republicans, against the grassroots. The grassroots is almost solidly against it, against this amnesty that they mislabel reform. It isn't reform at all. It's amnesty. It's letting in as many people as possible. And there's no good argument for it. Of course, they're bringing in people who think in a way that they like big government. They vote to say they like Obamacare and all the big government policies. And at the same time, they just don't share a lot of our views. One of the polls showed that 67%, that's two-thirds, of native-born citizens think our Constitution is a higher legal authority than international law, but only a third of naturalized citizens share that view. Now, you realize naturalized citizens have already taken a solemn oath to renounce all of their connections and allegiance to where they came from, and yet they're coming in here thinking that international law should trump our Constitution. Give me a break.
Phyllis, one of the things I think it gets confusing, because just about every Republican you talk to, and even a lot of Democrats who talk about this issue, say absolutely no amnesty. We want nothing to do with amnesty. But there seem to be, depending on which factions you talk to here, a great difference in what they mean by that. So tell me what you mean by it and what you think those who are softer on this issue mean by it.
Well, you're absolutely right in saying that, but when I say amnesty, I mean any of these different views that are mislabeled reform. Anything Chuck Schumer's for, we should be against. And that's why we encouraged the House never to go into a conference with him, because Schumer would just out-talk anybody else. And they are for a big entry of the Hispanics and the Asians, are the two largest groups. And all the evidence, which I show on my website at eagleforum.org, shows that they're going to vote Democrat.
We're talking with Phyllis Schlafly, eagleforum.org. We also want to get your thoughts here in the last couple of minutes, Phyllis, on the issue of marriage. Of course, in the middle part of last decade, dozens of states passed either state laws or, in many cases, state constitutional amendments defining marriage as only the union of one man and one woman. We have since seen, of course, state courts overturn those laws. We saw it in New Jersey. We saw it in New Mexico very recently. We've seen legislatures do it in a couple instances, ballot initiatives. But just in the last few weeks, we've seen federal judges in states like Utah, Oklahoma, Virginia, just Thursday, overturn those constitutional laws. And also in Kentucky, they forbid the state from not recognizing same-sex marriages performed in other states. What do you make of this trend?
Well, it's the judges thinking they're trying to be on the right side of history, but they're not. And I think what they're doing is not constitutional. The Windsor case that they're relying on did not uphold same-sex marriage, but they're all acting like it did and made it the law of the land. And it is not the law of the land. And so, as you say, it was 35 states, I believe, that have voted for marriage to be a one man and one woman, and they're ignoring that. And that Utah decision was particularly outrageous, contrary to everything we know that is right and just in this country. Several years ago, I wrote my book called The Supremacists about how these judges are getting to think they are God Almighty and they can do anything they want. What Obama says he's going to do anything he wants now, the judges have been doing for years, and they label it under the word living constitution. I would suggest that people read my book, which is now out of print, but which we put up on my website, eagleforum.org, chapter by chapter, so you can have a study group and have one lesson on immigration cases and one on the property rights cases and one on the religion cases and so forth.
In terms of the speed of the momentum right now, do you believe that it is reversible? And if so, how will that happen?
Well, I'm not really a predictor, but I think the American people have got to stop this dictatorial attitude of Obama, who thinks he can do anything by executive order, and the judges who think they can do any of the thing they want by calling it a living constitution. You have to remember Abraham Lincoln when the court handed down probably the worst decision in history, the Dred Scott case. And Lincoln was very good. He said, well, okay, we have to accept what the court did for poor old Dred Scott, but we don't have to accept it as the law of the land. We don't have to accept it as binding in other cases, or else we will be subservient to that imperial judiciary. And he just rejected it. We should reject some of these laws that try to write into the Constitution gay marriage, which is not a constitutional right.
Phyllis, we'll hold it right there. Thank you so much for your time today. We remind folks once again to go to eagleforum.org to look at the latest information that Phyllis has there about the immigration debate, as well as many other subjects, including, as she mentioned, a chapter-by-chapter outlining of one of her recent books. Phyllis, thanks again very much for your time.
Have a good day.
You too. Phyllis Schlafly, attorney, founder of the Eagle Forum, the leader of the opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.